What's up, everyone? You're listening to the very first episode of True to Size. My name is Alan Martinez.
Joel Hernandez.
Alvin Martinez.
Lawrence L. Doggy Hopkins.
and we are Canada Got Soul.
Hello.
What's up, everyone? You're listening to True to Size, and this is our inaugural. Is that the word?
Number one.
Season one.
Very first.
Are we doing seasons?
Episode one?
I don't know. Are we doing seasons?
Yeah.
I don't know.
S01.
S01.
Okay, real quick. What did you guys think of the intro music?
Oh, it's cute, bro.
It's pretty bumping.
I'm about it.
Send me that MP3.
Shout out to my boy, Abram Calano.
Abram, what up, bro?
Thanks, Abram.
He hooked us up with that one.
Nice.
He's going to hit us up with a couple more versions, I
Let's
think.
Let's get it, Abram.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's pretty dope.
First off, happy International Women's Day, guys.
Shout out to all the female sneakerheads
out there.
Shout outs to you.
Just shout out to all the females in general because y'all are dope.
Only sneakerheads. No, we only the sneakerheads. Oh. Alan said it.
Only the ones that like shoes. And no. All no. We love all the women.
All of you. All of you.
Don't discriminate.
Another thank you that we have to give to everyone is to everyone. Thank you for all the support that you're giving us. Seriously, we wouldn't have started this podcast if it wasn't for all of you guys for pushing us to continue to make content, liking our content, liking our posts, hitting up, giving us feedback, looking at our stories. Mm. I'm very excited for this.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
So this is True to Size for the last time this episode.
What is it?
What is this?
It's called True to Size.
TTS?
Never heard of it.
It's our podcast. We're going to be talking about things like sneaker news updates, not the blog. We are not endorsed
sneaker news and or updates.
And updates, opinions, thoughts, reviews, maybe some interviews. I think we have some guests that want to...
Lined up.
Lots of people.
Yeah.
All of them.
We have friends.
One or two. All my friends are here.
I got three friends.
And we're all talking into microphones towards each other right now.
Tag three friends.
make sure you're speaking of tagging three friends, uh-huh, and making sure you follow Canada Got Soul, we do have our fitted giveaway that we're gonna do
soon. It ends in 4 minutes. I said 10 p.m. on the post.
10 p.m.
as of the day that we're recording this podcast.
Yeah, it's Thursday, guys. It's Thursday. Yeah.
But we will be announcing the winners of the fitted contest
winner
at the end.
There's one.
Winner. Oh,
he's my bad. Winners.
Apologies.
Rescind.
S was in brackets.
You meant wieners?
We can edit this. None of this is going to air.
By the end of this podcast. Mm. Yeah. So we're gonna figure out a way to pick the prize winner as we're doing this podcast. I wanted to start off with how Canada Got Soul started. Let's go to the co-founders with that one.
Go ahead, Alvin.
So, Lawrence L. Doggy Styles Hopkins and I were
what up
in my parents' basement,
TBT.
Just talking about sneakers, and we were like, "Hey, what do we got in Canada to showcase Canada's sneakerhead game?"
Nothing.
Did you guys actually just sat there and were like,
"Yeah, we're just chilling, man." Like,
so you know, we spent too much time together.
We were like, I don't know. I think it was right before or after one of the sneaker shows, and we were just like, "Yo, there's really nothing out there that's showcasing Canada's talent or Canada's got, like, you know, we know we have sneakerheads, we know we have OGs who have a crazy heat, but there's nothing for us to showcase it."
Word.
So we sat there thinking about stupid names. Came up with a few funny ones, and we ended up with Canada Got Soul.
So you started off with just a hashtag?
We started off with just a hashtag.
And that was on Valentine's Day. I don't know why we were spending Valentine's Day.
That's so cute.
In the basement.
In the basement?
No comment.
In the
basement.
No comment.
In the dark?
Just to know those lights you can dim down.
But yeah, man, that's how it started. And after that, it was literally just a hashtag we both started. I was shouting people out on my page. He was shouting people out on his page. And
but Canada Got Soul wasn't Canada Got Soul from the get-go, right? Like your first sneaker shows that you guys
Sneaker Misfits.
Yeah, because even before that we were Canada Got Soul, even before I was into sneakers, I was into comic books. I was a big nerd. Low-key, I still am.
High
key.
Okay.
Okay, there. I admitted it.
There's like a bunch of figurines that I see right now. And
lots I don't know what you're talking about. Good thing this is a podcast.
Staring.
Yeah, but when I was into comic books and toys, Alvin would be going, I'm going to a sneaker show. It's a convention.
With some white guy.
I always wanted to go, though. Because I guess I was really proud and happy that my brother, too, was a geek and was down for collecting certain things. But you guys ended up going to, like, shows and competing with your collections.
Our first, very, very, very first show was done by Dion and...
T-Dot Loves Kids.
Shout out Dion Lee.
Dion
Walcott and Lee. We don't know his last name.
He's one name, like shit.
It's just Lee. You don't have to worry about it. His name's Lee.
Toronto Loves That's Kicks.
It. Toronto Loves Throwback. Kicks. They threw the first ever one we went to.
Man.
And I remember we had like phone posits and.
Oh, when we had the 30 pairs, it was like.
Yeah, and it wasn't even that elaborate.
Three of us, we put like 10 pairs each. Yeah.
It wasn't even that elaborate. Like, it was just literally us making a staircase of shoes. And that was it, man. We were just out there to help educate and.
The one I was at and I like drew the that sign one. Up for you. Was it that was the first one?
That was the first one we did. Ooh. We had been to other ones, but that was the first one we actually showcased our stuff.
Yeah.
I remember quote unquote winning.
Cleveland Got Soul.
Shout out to Cleveland Got Soul.
I think we won like $5 that day. That's pretty sweet.
I think so. Money. Yeah. And then you guys gave me the prize watch. It was so cool. I didn't know how to read it until like I looked at the manual. It was actually one of those cool ones with just like bare lights on it.
But for real though, shout out to Cleveland Got Soul for that one because they came out with some
heaters.
Some heaters, man. We didn't even know how we won that because like. Literally, like, yo, the stuff we had on our table didn't compare to, like, even one of their shoes. Like, it was crazy, so.
But we won, though.
But we did, though. I mean, you know, shout out to everybody who voted for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I think that's what I remember the most, is you guys interacting mostly with
that's
all the
what
people.
It was, right?
We were just educating, you know, like, people were touching our shoes, and we weren't telling them to be like, yo, don't touch my stuff, man. Like,
even still, when we go to shows, you look at all the tables, and they all say, do not touch, do not this, and like...
And then we still have to low-key look
at
them.
If you're respectful, if you're going to ask or, like, pick it up gently and not fuck up our display, then go ahead. So I think that's what sets us apart from a lot
of other
places.
Who's ever listening to this, though, if it's on display... Hold on. If it's on display and it does not look like it's on sale, it's probably not for sale. Feel free to touch it, though. But don't be asking me how much because I'm not selling you that shit.
Don't ask how much. Ask if I may touch. Oh, I didn't even mean that double entendre, but that happened. That just happened. So how long has it been? It's been what?
This is
5 years now.
Over 5 years. We just celebrated 5 years.
Happy anniversary, gentlemen.
February 14th, 2018. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We've grown a lot now. We've gone from a hashtag to an Instagram page.
Speaking of hashtag, we are just over 400 hashtag usages to go until 100,000. Posts.
That's nutso in 5 years.
Like a week.
Holy smokes.
Yeah.
Within this week, we'll probably hit that.
Crazy.
Because of all the crazy support we got out there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm excited. Anyways, I was thinking of doing a February recap of releases, but everyone's done that already. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to go over the big thing that was in the February releases. The threes.
Mm. Threes.
There's threes that came out? Which ones?
I don't know, Lawrence. You wore a pair
some red stripe
for a whole month before
it was a red
dropped.
Stripe? What?
No, guys, it was supposed to be
Justin
a white
Timberlake
stripe.
One, no?
The Justin Timberlake one.
Is the Justin Timberlake one?
Oh, yeah. Those ones. Yeah, I've seen those.
Okay, hold on. I wanted to throw this to Lawrence first. Why the 1 month?
I think I put it in the post right when I was about to do it, but like that shoe.
I wasn't following.
Okay. That shoe was like is still one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. Grew up in like the Kanye Nike era, and that was like one of Kanye's go-to shoes. Mm. When they came out in 2011, I think it
College
was
dropout Kanye.
Yeah, when they came out in 2011, I tried to wear them sparingly, and once I started to see them crack, I just like stashed them away.
To save them, eh?
Yeah, I had to like preserve them because I love that shoe. And then once I saw they were coming back out, and I was like, okay, I need to make up for lost time, so I just fucking destroyed. I wore them again today. I just destroyed them. Like, they're in my everyday shoes
now.
Oh,
that was 2011 pair.
Yeah, I noticed when you came out the box. Like, it's just like by the door now. Every single day I wear that shoe now.
I must say, though, that 2011 pair is like, it's resilient, man. Like,
it's held up pretty well.
Yo, I took that to Cali. I took it to Calgary. Like, literally any big trip I had, I would wear it like all week. And it doesn't look bad, man. Like,
they look sick, beat up. It's one of those shoes. Like, Bread exactly. ones, it's Converse. Like a worn, there's some shoes that just look like dope as hell when they're beat up. And that's definitely one of them.
Okay. I wanted to throw this to you guys. Our homie Sean Go said.
Hey, Sean.
That.
What up, though?
The Black Cement 3s that released, like, what, a couple weeks ago?
Mm. Mm.
Shoe of the year.
Of the year.
Yeah. What do you think?
Man.
is it one of those two?
It's definitely, I was going to say, it's definitely shoe of the year so far.
It's
February.
Is it shoe of the year for February? Because, I don't know, man, March. Shoe of the year for February. March is pretty serious, man. March. Like Air Max month.
March Maxness.
March Maxness. That's like, hey, I gotta say, like, it's definitely one of my favorite releases for the year. It was a must purchase for myself.
Oh,
so
yeah,
I mean,
me too.
Oh, for sure.
Definitely one of the biggest releases. I don't know if I can agree with the shoe of the year yet.
Not yet.
I gotta see what
Not
else
yet.
Comes out.
Shoe of the year so far.
It's way too early right now.
Up until this point, shoe of the year so far. But Nike, Adidas, all these brands just like drop stuff on you, like,
yeah, Lawrence. The BC3 beats the JTHs for you.
Ooh, that's daddy shoe, bro. Dog.
Oh man,
that Papa daddy JT,
shoe. Papa,
you gonna do that to him?
Senorita,
no comment, no comment. Pass.
Okay, well, that'll take me to my next segment.
Next
plead the fifth, plead the fifth.
The next segment, Alan gets JTHs update, not yet.
Soon.
One day.
Gujo, being the OG, how many Black Cement 3s do you have?
Oh, man.
Or have you gone through?
I have the CDPs.
What year were those?
08.
08.
08.
08. Mm. Mm. And I remember when I got them, and the 20s just had to go. I didn't
need 20s and 3s.
I just needed the 3s.
It was one of those ones. You bought the pack for the one.
I just bought the pack for the one.
And the 20 back
home. Day, it was like on Kijiji for like $200 or something. But I have the old ones. My wife, Marianne, she got those for me when we were dating back in the day.
That's International
Women's Day.
Get it.
Shout out to Atemer.
So she got those for me, and those were on consignment at Goodfoot.
Ooh, Goodfoot. R.I.P.
Those are like behind the cash register and like, you know, in like that glass case that they have to pull up. Yeah, so it was pretty dope that I had those. But yeah, probably two pairs of the Black Cement 3s, not including the 18s. So
countdown pack 01
and 2018. The 2018s.
I picked up a pair of 01s last week.
Oh, nice.
Two bills.
Ooh, what?
Oh, my God.
From where? From where?
TSG. Shout out to TSG.
Shout out to TSG.
Apparently, when the 2018 dropped, the mark value on the 01 just went.
Toronto shoe game.
So, yeah, two bills. They're still wearable.
That's good. Mine are done.
No, I'm not going to wear them anyways. I don't trust it.
Yeah. Maybe 2018s.
I might wear them to Soul Exchange next week, actually, because I want them to explode.
Mm.
Like, part of me just wants to destroy
just
them.
Just so you can show it.
Just so mans know.
Are we doing uniforms for that?
No.
Uniform?
Oh, we'll talk about Soul Exchange later. We can do
later.
That. Yeah. I haven't mentioned this already.
Mm. What?
Their month. Air Max month.
Air Max month.
What are you guys looking forward to?
Oh, man.
definitely the Sean Witherspoon.
If I can.
Sean Witherspoon's for me.
Yes,
Watherspoon.
Those are
the 2.0s, the animal pack.
Yeah, the animal pack. Don't sleep on that.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to talk about Air Maxes right now because I can't afford anything.
The 98s this weekend, too. The Cone 98s are nuts. Japan VaporMax. Yeah, the 97 VaporMax.
The VaporMax Fusions. Are you guys on those?
I like it.
Yeah. I'm on the fence on those.
I don't know. I'm trying to not like too many shoes right now because it's.
the budget doesn't like that many shoes
for real. Like, I'm trying to be picky.
Daddy life. That's what it
the
is.
VaporMax Plus I didn't love, but the VaporMax 97 is. That's a good shoe, right?
Oh,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
a good shoe. I would touch that for sure.
Oh, the neon joints?
The neon joints.
There's a neon one. There's a silver bullet one. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
I gotta go pick up a secondary occupation.
Oh, man.
If you could have guaranteed one.
This month, Wotherspoons.
Wotherspoons, eh?
Wotherspoons.
Like if a plug, yeah. So if a plug came up to you guys, plug? And was like, yo.
If there's any plugs out there, please come up to me.
Trust
11.
11, yeah, 10.5, 11, 9.5.
Definitely say Sean's. I actually didn't like Sean's at first. I didn't vote for those last year for the vote four. I didn't vote for them. I wasn't a fan, but I've since followed him on Instagram and seeing him wear them every single day and how they wear is.
Especially when they fray.
Yeah, the fraying. Like, it's like the capsule New Balance. Remember those? Denim when you distress it. They just look so good.
It's like what people are doing with the Levi's 4s.
Yeah, same thing. Love it.
So,
love that worn-in look.
So lit.
Need that. What about you, Alan?
Alan.
Spooner. Lan.
Spooner. I think it's the Sean Wotherspoons for me, too. I mean, I'm looking at future releases. The VaporMax Fusions. They're like bulky looking to me for some reason.
They are.
I don't know.
You gotta put them on foot first.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I feel like
they
look way better on foot than they do just in a picture.
100% agree.
But I love the 97 upper with the Air Max 1. You know those like those Photoshop renditions of like with like the Air Max 90 upper or like the Air Max 1 upper on the Air Max 90? Yep. Dog, I wish like you would have done.
They did those like a while ago, hybrid.
One time only.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did
like
the
a
hybrid.
Long time ago.
Man. Yeah.
They called it one time only, so don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, but they always say one like, oh, the threes, we're not going to release no threes. Anymore. What happened? Yeah, okay.
When they put the threes in the vault.
Yeah, but they, they said they were going
to. That was a while. They took a while.
They were just going to go BRB with it. They weren't going to like put it away. Yeah, because
they were murdering them at one point.
They're just waiting for the 30th anniversary of the 3 and then the 4 and then the 5 and then the 6.
They smart.
Yeah. Smart marketing. Mm. That's all they're going to do is just own it. Oh, and the freaking corduroy. On the upper of the Sean Wotherspoon?
Yeah. The material's beauty. Even like down to the, like, it comes with like four color laces. Like the box is cool.
Has there been corduroy on any shoes before?
Yeah.
Not lately. I know Converse did one last year.
Converse
I don't remember who collaborated. It might have been Tyler, the Creator. Or like ASAP Ferg or something like that. Mm-hmm. He just had a collaboration with Converse and he did corduroy. But look for more corduroy now because... The Sean's are,
Sean's blowing that up.
Influencer.
Now, the Atmoses, those are both super dope.
So nice.
But I don't know. I don't know if I could rock the crazy animal prints.
Oh, easily.
Easy.
Well, Joel has the 1.0.
I would rather the ones.
Oh,
the Air Max
I agree.
Ones.
Yeah.
Over the 95s?
Over the 95s, I like the original 95s better than the new 95s.
The 1.0. Like the original ones.
Is it just different animal ones. Print?
No, it's just the instead of the black paneling is white on the 1.0s. Joel has the ones. The 1.0.
Yeah.
You need the 2.0 now.
Yeah,
you're just going to look silly if you don't get the 2.0.
Plug.
If you're out there, plugs. Hit us up.
Yeah, we don't have any.
Contrary to popular belief. We don't have any plugs.
No, we...
Sean Go,
yeah.
No. Won't get us anything.
Sean, no.
Shout out to Sean Go one time. He's our man.
He's that dude.
How far do Air Maxes go for you? Like, are they like your favorite silhouette, Joel?
Oh, I love them, man. I love them.
Air Maxes or J's? Ooh. Oh, or Dunks.
It's Max's, Dunks, and Jordans. Sorry, but it's in that order.
What are you sorry for?
I don't know because I don't know. It's just that's the flow.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is for me. Like, that's what I'll look for. If I'm going downstairs, like, in my house, and I look at the
sportswear box.
I look at the boxes. I'm like, looking Air Max 1s or any Air Max in general is like the first thing I look at.
Hmm. Has it always been that way?
It's always been that way for me.
Like, even when Jordans were like,
even when
popping,
I was a kid.
Even when you were a Ute.
Like, when I was a Ute on Lakeshore.
And Air Max 1s were the ones for you?
Air Max 1s were the ones for me. I think because it all stems down to, like, you know, I was, you know, hitting these jams. Mm. You know, Breakers would be coming out with, like, you know, Air Max 1s. And you're like, yo, what shoes are those? Why are they red and white? You know, what are those?
What is that color?
Yeah, it's like, you got to wait till he stops. It's a freeze. You got to wait till he freezes. You're, like, you're looking at it, like, sideways and stuff. But, yeah, for me, it just takes me back. That's what it is for me. It's nostalgic for me.
That's so dope.
That's what it is. Like, especially with the Black Cement 3s. That's like a nostalgic shoe for me. It just takes me back to like when I was a kid too. So
that's crazy. Yeah, man. For those that don't know, Kuya Joel
is old.
Hella old.
I wasn't even gonna go there.
Gray whiskers and everything.
Can I just rewind that? For those that don't know, Joel, I called him Kuya because most of us are, well, I'll say all of us are Filipino. Lawrence is
he's a Filipino.
He's Filipino.
By association.
He's a Filipino.
Kuya means big brother for those that don't know. Joel is the biggest brother of this crew.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
He's the biggest brother. What about you, Alvin? What's the Air Max that does it for you?
That was so sensual.
And does February beat March for you, or the other way around?
All-Star versus Air Max month. Oh, that's a big
for
one.
For me, March beats it because it's my birthday month.
Oh, facts.
And also because,
belated.
Because it's March Madness, man. Like, my collection has always been...
Just joking. It was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Continue. My bad.
You're not even a dad yet.
I'll go.
Hey, bro. What was I saying? No. Like my collection's always been J's and Air Maxes for the most part. But I don't know, man. Air Max has always got my heart for sure. The one that does it for me, though, I would say is the 90. More specifically, the Infrared 90.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Just some about that silhouette, you know.
Flames,
it just gets me all
fire?
The feels.
Super yeah. Fire.
All the feels.
Makes me feel.
I can
feel
see Lawrence thinking of his answer already.
Yeah, I should have read the outline because I would have had an answer by now.
I prep these guys.
Oh man,
there
was
thing.
An outline. Huh?
Yeah, there was an outline. I didn't read it. No. At least you didn't know. I knew and chose not to read it.
Alvin's freestyling.
Good.
Well,
good thing I'm good at talking shit.
No, I'm not though. Air Maxes.
It's not just
the 90s. The Infrared 90s is definitely the Air Max for myself. Like I had to, what was it? I had to, like, what? When was the last 2010?
Yeah. When we worked at Foot.
Yeah. When that came out, man, like, oh, man. Like, I was stressing. I was like, yo, how am I going to get a pair? And, like, they sat on shelves. I was like, dope.
Mm-hmm.
Got my discount.
Mm-hmm.
Almost got two pairs, but I was like, no, I got to pay for books and stuff. But, yeah, man, Infrared 90 for sure. Period. Exclamation mark. Question mark. Question mark. Exclamation
Lawrence,
mark.
Has your coffee brewed?
Can you repeat the question?
Can you repeat the question?
Okay, I like how I phrased it, the other one for Alvin. March or February? February.
February.
The Air Max 90 Infrared for me was my favorite.
come back around.
Okay. We'll come back to you. Yeah.
Alan Spooner. Alan Spooner Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, it's funny though, because I was driving on my long drive home to work from work one day, and I was like, I'm gonna write my article for my all-time favorite Air Max 90 or Air Max, and then I realized that all of my favorite shoe stories start with. I looked up to my brother when he was collecting sneakers.
Alvin used to have.
And every pair of shoes that he liked, I liked and I wanted. This was me while I was collecting my comic books and my toys. And I always looked at what was on Alvin's feet, and the Air Max 90 Infrared was definitely the one that I looked at. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I just had to have. Also because I was born on 1990. So they connected me on that level as well.
Loser.
there.
at least I had an answer.
If we're asking about favorite Air Max, I can answer that. Maybe.
Give it to him.
Atmos, elephant print Atmos.
Yes.
Definitely up there for sure.
All of the ums in this podcast.
Elephant print Atmos, Air Max 1.
Yo, that breaks my heart because I don't have a pair. Trust me. So bad.
Trust me, bro.
The question of March or February, like, this year is like the worst year to ask that because this February was absolute not
are
so.
Are we asking Lawrence this March, February? Overall? Or like overall? Because I feel like his response would differ depending on the year. Asking him.
Yeah, the year. Like, this year, it's a toss up for sure because I want those Shawns and those Atmos Beast 2.0 super bad.
Yeah, but your dad came out with a shoe, so.
But my dad came out with a shoe. Justin Timberlake shouts. That was February, though, wasn't it? Oh, yeah. We're talking about February. Yes. Holy crap.
Shout out to Pops.
Wow, it's been a long month.
I'm seeing him next week.
Same.
We'll touch on that again later.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with February this year. February, it's got to be February.
Can't get mad at that.
BC3s.
You went in on investing in those JTHs, eh?
BC3s and JTHs. Yeah,
that's a good month. That's it.
I'm slowly smiling because they're going down a little bit. Still can't afford them right now, but yeah,
February. Final answer.
Why the Atmos elephant?
It's def. Well, the color, like that little bit of jade, is just beautiful. Facts. But elephant print is Jordan 3. Like, how can you not? Mm-hmm.
So, if you guys do not know Lawrence by now, he is out of us anyway. Out of us four, he is the Jordan 3 guru.
Jordan 3 guru.
Guru. This guy probably has too many pairs to count.
Too many.
I personally have lost track. But literally, this guy loves off the Jordan 3s, and it only makes sense that he picked the Atmos ones.
It's a good shoe.
It goes with his Jordan 3s.
Yeah. Definitely great.
What I like with the how they're doing their comeback with the Jordan 3 is, like, they're not even blowing it up.
No, they're doing it properly.
Yeah, you would think that they were going to drop a new colorway every week or something dumb like that, but...
that's how they were doing it at one point. When they vaulted it, they were every week or every other week. It was like a different Crimson.
Do you feel
whatever.
Like the Jordan 1 is kind of being treated that way?
Yeah,
the Jordan 1's always been like on shelves though. It's like the major colors
it's like an Air
sell
Force
out.
One for Nike sportswear.
Yeah, like the major colors like breads,
but
whatever royals.
They need to have the Jordan 1 on shelf. It's
like
one of those
exactly.
Essentials.
If you go into any sneaker store, you'll find an all white or an all black Jordan 1 or low or whatever.
Yeah, but it's always like a mid.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's never the high.
The high, the OG, I think, and the quality that they're pushing out those like even the GR pairs of Jordan 1s, like the sale ones.
God,
that's a GR, and it's still sitting some places in that. That is one of the nicest Jordan 1s I
so
own
nice.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Those and the wheat joints.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, the ones you got downstairs.
Yeah. Suede.
They're downstairs. Round they're by
laces.
The door for me.
Yep.
Speaking of Jordan 1s, I wanted to chuck this question down to Joel again. being the biggest brother. The Jordan 1 off-white, the white colorway, was dropped in Europe only. Being the oldest one here, hunting down kicks and like camping out and going to certain locations and certain stores that kicks are exclusive to, how do you feel about location-based drops?
I like it.
Yeah,
thanks,
I agree.
Thanks, Joel.
I like it because it builds the hype.
Yep.
That's what it does.
And that's how it used to be.
I guess
man.
That's what it was like with the London pair, the London Dunks.
Yeah,
the
yeah. Stuff. Paris. Up until like 2010.
The Toronto Air Max ones.
Yeah.
True. You know what I mean? When
same
those
thing.
Drop.
Yeah.
And then those were supposed to hit US shores.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
No.
I actually know the story about that. Did I tell you guys the story?
Well,
I don't know if I'm allowed to tell.
I thought it had something to do with
the Drake
like,
thing.
The
no?
six.
There was, copyright issues with it.
Yeah.
And they had to.
Because Drizzy trademarked it, no?
Shred them. And the CN Tower too.
Mm. Yeah.
I said I wasn't going to tell a story, and
sorry
I told it.
But no, I thought that was public knowledge. Like,
I don't think. No, I think I told you that.
Oh, awkward. Allegedly.
Wow.
Moving forward.
There you go.
I agree. Okay. I agree with Joel. I don't
so
know
yeah,
if he was
I
done
agree
yet.
With. I agree. Yeah.
No, but
I
like
city. The,
only,
I like the yeah city country because it used to be like that. They used to have like international releases where it was like Canada, Europe got it, US didn't get it. Like True Blue 3s in 2009. They dropped them in 2009 and people like came up from Buffalo to Toronto to pick them up because the States didn't get them because it was an international release.
Yeah. True.
Like that's cool. Like that forces you to hunt. Like now it's just like online.
It's kind of like bringing back that OG vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know if I agree with it being off-white because that's kind of already hard enough to get as it is. Mm-hmm. But overall, I definitely like that.
But I mean, location-based drops back in the day were limited as hell too.
Yeah, but I feel like now though, for the hunt, it's a little bit easier for because of like
online and go
online thing and like
StockX.
Open up, you open up your phone and it's already accessible on StockX.
It's all out there. So it's easier now, definitely, than it was, I would say, back in the day when all we had was fucking the, like, what, Nike Talk,
Soul Collector Marketplace.
Forums. The forums, you know.
And, like,
I mean?
The early Facebook, early.
Even, before that, really.
But
even
sorry, I collected comic books.
Yeah.
But even with the Nike Talk
and eBay
and all that stuff, like, it was, like, not a lot of guys wanted to deal with Canada Man's, you know what I mean?
Like, shipping to Canada was like shipping to Mars. Yeah, they were like, I don't know if I can pay for that, bro.
I don't trust that, bro.
A guy in Canada didn't want to ship it to Canada.
Yeah. So it was like definitely now with StockX and all those other websites and like literally anything on the internet, man. Like you can, if you really want a pair of shoes, like you'll get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're willing to pay for it.
Yeah.
That's why like at some point I stop rating these big old Instagram sneakerhead guys who like, we could use the perfect pair, for example. Like, he has some crazy heat, like, no knocking him, but he also has, he owns three casinos.
He's like OG.
He has all the money, though.
Yeah.
Like, he owns like three casinos in Las Vegas. So, like, anything he wants, he can pay for.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, we would do the same thing.
Yeah.
So, at some point, you have to draw the line.
No, okay.
Yeah.
So, not perfect pair, because I mean, obviously, he's like OG sneakerhead.
That's the only example I could think of.
But yeah, any rich kid.
Yeah,
rich kids,
those rich kids in Dubai, like rich kids of Instagram who just have like 30 pairs.
YouTube.
30 pairs of Yeezys for the fun of it because
Sean
they
Cole.
Can. Yeah, Sean Gold. Rich kids of Instagram, Sean Gold.
Oh, God.
Apparently, Sean Gold is the punching bag of this
shout
podcast.
Shout out to Sean Gold, though, bro.
We hope to have you as a guest.
Also, if you haven't checked out his YouTube, check that out.
Subscribe.
Don't listen to this podcast.
Add Sean Gold.
He texted me before we started recording. I'm really excited to listen.
Oh, no. He's probably laughing.
Oh, my God.
We're going to edit it out. None of this is going to be aired. Don't worry. This is just a practice. Man. This is a practice. Don't worry, Sean.
As we're recording this, we're lying to all of you. we're saying all this right now like you're all going to hear this, but it's just a waste of voice.
No one's hearing any of that. I just want to, before we move on, did you guys see there was a store, speaking of Off-White, speaking of Europe, speaking of all that, there was a store in Europe. I think it was End. Is End in Europe?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Who knows?
Clothing.
And those guys. It might have been them.
Sure. Let's fact check.
Okay, I'm going to keep talking while you fact check. They did an Instagram raffle, I believe it was, or maybe an online raffle. Doesn't matter. For Off-Whites. Mm. And they were actually canceling people's orders who were trying to resell it.
Yeah.
They were sending them emails. Mm. There's like a bunch of like screenshots of emails saying, we have reason to believe that we think you're trying to resell it. That's against our release procedures. Therefore, pair is being canceled.
Nice. Yo, shout out to End.
Shout outs to, I think it was End.
Was it the one where you had to wear your shoes out the door?
No, yes. I remember that too. There's another store that does that. But yeah, it was like just recent for the all-white off-whites. Yeah. So I love that. That's super
cool.
Shout out
to End. If that
UK.
Wear your shoes.
Shout out to End from the UK.
Probably End. But maybe not.
Yeah, one of them. But yeah, no, hearing about one of those that you had to wear the off-white ones.
Mm. Yeah.
It was off-white ones, right? Like out the store?
Something like that.
Dog.
Yeah, I was like, yo, that's dope.
That was so cool. How did you guys
fly?
So awkward. Oh. I'm so sorry.
So if you guys can't see it, but Alan pulled up Pornhub on his laptop. He clicked a recover closed tab, and it opened up Pornhub.
That's so funny. I can't even. Like,
oh my gosh.
Okay, no, I switched the tab, and it was a funny ass GIF. some 4-year-old is like
some kid
flying off the,
off
bed.
The bed.
Thank you, Joel, for having my back. It was definitely not
it's
Pornhub.
Too funny.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about that too, like the whole location based thing, and I thought it was really neat how like it allows to bring back the stories
and the hunt and
that's what it is, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Even for
and like in also too is like the connections that you'll make.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's so neat. Like
just like you'll see who still has your back in terms of like
line up someone who can hold you down.
So story time, is that okay?
Can yeah, I go for
time?
It.
Yeah, story
time. Go on.
So I recently procured a pair of
the 97
Air Max 97 camo pack from it was the UK camo.
Ooh-wee.
And so what it ended up having, so I personally love that pack.
Me too.
It was gorgeous. Every single pair from it. Beautiful. But what ended up happening was one of my homies, Ryan, shout out to Ryan.
Shout out to Ryan. Good job, Ryan.
AKA Noodles. But he hit me up and he was like, yo, I got this pair of Air Max 97s. Way too big for my foot. I wanted a size 10 US, but my homie ordered me a size 10 UK. I'm like, ooh,
Noodles is friend.
I was like, bro, that's my size though. And he sent me a picture, ended up being the UK camo pack ones. And I was like, bro, give me like a month and I'll cop those for you.
Let
me
so you bought them for retail? Like money. Whatever he paid?
Whatever he paid for them, nice. He gave them to me shouts for the price he paid.
Shouts
this
to
is, this is also a story for sneakerheads. Yeah. If you're going to shop abroad, know your shoe size.
He did know his shoe size, though. It was his
friend. It's Noodles' his friend.
But still, you got to specify. That's why the contests say US, size 10, US.
True story.
But also, US. What ended up happening. So he sold me his pair for whatever he got them for. And then I ended up being on Kijiji a couple days after, and I found him his size. And I sent him a link, and he ended up getting that pair. So it ended up working. So karma is definitely not a bitch if you're good to people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, man. So two
parts. Karma's a nice lady.
My real question is, why was Alvin on Kijiji looking for the exact pair he just bought?
No, he was looking out for his homie, fam.
So what I was looking for...
He was going to resell them, Ryan.
No. So what I was specifically looking for was the Germany camo.
Oh, okay.
Cause,
it's because this guy wanted the rest of the pack.
Now, I want
he wants to buy all of them.
I want to complete it because I'm stupid.
That's how we are.
No, you're not stupid. You're just... dumb.
Yeah, so I was looking for that, and then that popped up, and I had to return the favor, and you know,
good guy Alvin over here. Look at that,
ended up working out.
Good
so
guy, Alvin.
That's actually super dope.
Yeah,
it was pretty cool. Enjoyed that story.
Thanks, guys.
And all those 97s were location based too. Yeah,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Why didn't Canada? Mm-hmm.
I think the only one we got were the US.
The US. They think the Tiger camo. Yeah.
Why couldn't we get some like RCMP colorway?
Yeah, something.
You're like a red and white.
So dope, man.
And a black
digital camo.
Digit Canada, digit snow.
Yo, I was really hoping that Nike would have made a digital camo jersey for the Raptors, but no, it's okay.
Just wait on it.
I like our North jersey.
Me too.
We can't have like a million jerseys.
Yes, we can.
No.
Yes. It's okay. Nike has a contract for more seasons, right?
Yeah, many more.
Thank goodness. That means more jerseys to come.
And that game last night was nuts.
Yeah, I wish I watched it. I just caught the highlights and like...
That's all you need.
DeRozan. Yeah, you need. Oh, my...
He's a filthy animal.
Gosh. That was nasty.
If you were like, I was watching that in real time. I don't know if you guys were also.
I would have.
Holy smokes. Like, I was already off my seat because that game was already exciting, but I don't know how high I jumped. I might have put a hole in the ceiling. Like,
I almost woke up Mayor on the couch.
That whole game was
crazy.
And now we play Houston tomorrow.
What shoes was he wearing when he dunked on that guy?
Kobe.
Which ones? Because I feel like I want to buy those now.
Some red
no, no,
Kobe
I want 80. The black and red jersey. So I hit up some friends to let me know how much they were.
Nice.
Yeah, I really want them. So far, I have all the jersey colors. Even the backwards watermelon all-star jersey, the black one.
Somebody at Nike goofed on
I
that
super
one.
Low-key want the white one as well, but they didn't wear that color.
Yeah.
So I don't want one. It. Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. If you guys don't know, all the black Raptors all-star jerseys that released, the logo is backwards on the front.
Yeah. There's literally inverted. One time I was doing a story.
Yeah.
And you know how Instagram...
flips it.
Yeah. It flips it so you can see everything in like the proper way. I looked at it and I was like, something was off. And I was like, let me post it. And then days later, I visit you at your shop and then... And you're telling me that the jerseys were backwards.
Yeah.
That's so
funny. I didn't
even
notice until weeks later. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Good times.
Good
times. It's a cool collector piece to have now.
Okay. Let me geek out real quick. Marvel is collaborating again with Vans.
Marvel Vans. Those are cool.
Dog, I'm so excited. There's like so many skate highs. There's like a Black Panther one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're sexy, man.
Yeah. Going off on that.
I can't wait. Old Schools, they have some dope slip-ons, although I might have to dodge those because slip-ons are a little tight on my wide feet.
Yeah.
Or I'll just full size up and opposing the name of this podcast and just waddle. Walk with my heels only. I think I'll just do that.
True to size.
True to size.
Half size up.
That's the after show.
Half size up. That could be like a...
Alvin is currently looking at the Marvel Vans on his phone.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do.
I remember seeing them, man. You gotta do some research. Alvin sent me a picture.
Stussy, what is that?
Yeah, I sent you guys links. Stussy Marvel? Yeah. That's like a really old collaboration that I slept on and I'm crying now.
Hmm.
They had some dope pieces in that collection.
Mm-hmm.
When was it? Was it 2 weeks ago that I got invited by... We got invited to K-Swiss.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks ago-ish.
Swizzy. Lawrence and I. So shout out to K-Swiss and Mr. Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
For those who know me, I am like obsessed. Not obsessed with him.
You're obsessed. But, he's obsessed.
But I look up to Gary
obsessed.
V.
He's obsessed.
For those who don't know who Gary V is, he's like a... business social media guru, and he speaks the truth. And the like the biggest reason why I love him is when people come to him for advice, he's like the realist. Like, he'll just tell you,
doesn't sugarcoat it.
Mm-mm. Like, he's not gonna be like, oh no, you just gotta keep trying,
you gotta work hard.
Is that how he sounds? That's how his voice is.
No, absolutely not. He sounds cooler than that. Oh, and the best part about meeting him too at the meet and greet event is that he sounded and acted just as genuinely as he seems in his YouTube videos.
Mm.
Yeah.
Same as on social media as in real life.
But it's not even just like that he's trying to be motivational, but he's just trying to let you know what you need to do.
Mm.
Yeah. So I was like, I asked him a question. I was like, me and my homies, Canada Got Soul.
That's me.
That's us, guys. We create content. And I was like, do you believe that there's a future in just creating content? He just straight up said yes.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then
so it shall be done.
That's the plan. And then I was like, what if we don't really have a specific direction yet? Do we just keep creating? Yes. And we'll find our way. Yes. And that's when I hugged him. And I said,
and that's
thanks.
When security was called. We're never invited.
He's
by
not
K-Swiss
letting go, guys.
Else
guys,
again.
He's not letting go. Call security.
Help! 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 Help!
No. Yo, his shoes, the Gary V 003. Those are they're so dope.
Them joints are cute, man.
I am. Yeah, man. I have to get my review up. I took some shots that I wasn't happy with because I waited too long for the lighting. And
ooh, I can fix that though.
Let me borrow your camera. Yeah, no, let me borrow that lens,
that
dude.
Big circle.
I think that big circle light.
That's,
now?
I think. I think that's gonna
shout
be
out
my
to Boo Boo.
Next investment.
Selfie's okay. Gonna be on fleek.
We touched upon it earlier already with the origins of Canada Got Soul.
Mm.
Soul Exchange Canada.
Soul Exchange
in Mississauga, March 2018.
Yep.
That's next Saturday.
Next Saturday. Mm.
Not this Saturday. Well, a week from when this podcast airs.
When you hear this,
yes.
It's a week away.
If shout you are to, listening to it day of.
To Jaffe.
If you're even listening to it.
Yeah. our homies are going to be there. It's going to be stupid fun. It's going to be like crazy collections. The nastiest shoes. Not like dirty. But
nasty,
like
good.
Super grail,
like yeah. trendy,
heard,
nasty.
There's good. The lineup for the people who are displaying though, or
there's tons. I think they pulled the stops, man. Sean Collard, is that his name?
Scholard from Montreal.
Party girls gonna be
the MTL.
There.
Yep. Shout out to MTL.
Flipping Laces, I think, is coming.
Some dude, Sean Go, is gonna be.
Sean Go is covering
JP.
It.
JP.
Yeah. JP.
Six Got Heat.
Yes, Six Got
it's
Heat.
It's gonna be nuts.
Our homie Grail Status.
Yep. I don't know the last time they had this many people. Just showcasing, because I know none of those people are selling anything.
No.
So
facts.
It'll be cool. It'll be cool to not be the only ones showcasing, first of all.
Ink and Money.
Ink and Money is here too. Sweet.
I don't think I've met him. Maybe. Maybe at the show. We'll be selling some merch at the show.
Yes, we have merch.
Merch.
merchandise.
Come get it.
Crew necks.
Come and get it.
Some other surprises. Good stuff.
Snaps.
Some other cool stuff.
I guess we can say what we're going to have.
Yeah, go for it.
We're going to have...
Two quests?
More champion crew necks. We're going to have our unreleased thus far Yankee snapback. And our unreleased so far New Era Tukes. Quantities are not unlimited. Please come early. Please come with cash.
While supplies last, y'all.
We have bags to give to put inside.
So fancy.
Professional.
So we will all be wearing it.
Ooh, professional again.
Do you do you want to pick the fitted raffle winner?
Oh yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
The wiener. So as Lawrence is doing this, I'm just going to spew some things and say thank you guys again, honestly, for all of the support that you guys have been giving us. Well, I'm getting flustered.
It's a beginner.
All the support that you guys have been giving us, just because, like, yeah, no, we wouldn't be able to do what we're doing now without the support of you guys.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Word.
Yeah. No, this is...
Preach.
This is big to us. I'm really excited. But how are we going to get these Sean Wotherspoons?
I know.
No, seriously.
Just go line up right now.
They're hitting Canada, yes?
Yeah. Livestock has been posting...
Hella?
They posted like a release calendar.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And with the silhouettes.
Yeah, and if you look at the one on March 24th...
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The Sean Wotherspoons.
Okay, Mr. Jordan 3. The Flyknit Jordan 3.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts?
Oh, thanks, Gujal. Jeez,
it's a cool shoe. I think the soul glows in the dark, which I absolutely love. I think so.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Am I talking shit?
No, it looks like it.
Okay, the soul glows in the dark, which is super cool. I was a huge fan of the Flyknit one. A lot of people slept on them, but
trust
I think
me
they're
too.
Insane. I love them. It's like they're a prayer bread so ones nice. You can wear every day. Like people who slept on
them. Yeah, and they're mad comfy.
Nutso. Yeah, the leather insole. It's a Zoom instead of Air. Like, crazy good shoe. So I'm definitely excited for the Jordan 3.
And
I'm
like,
only concerned
on foot, it's like it's not even like, oh, those are Flyknit ones.
If you're like standing 10 feet away,
you can't tell.
But that's not why I wear them.
Tricked you.
Oh shoot, the Sean Wotherspoons has Velcro on it.
Looks like it
has like a patch.
Patches
for the tongue.
You already know a lot of patches, man.
Yeah, these are bonkers. That mini swoosh on the toe box on the Vamp.
Oh, man.
That hurts my heart.
Oh, and the outsole is so dope.
That mini swoosh, though. Oh, my goodness.
The box is super cool, too.
Trust me.
So for this contest,
yes.
I'm just going to draw from a hat.
Oh, this hat that we're dropping is actually more limited than our first friends and family
Oh, yeah. The one we're drawing we have, like, none of them. Like, literally.
Yeah, this is not for sale.
And straight family. Not friends and family, just family. So if you win this... You're welcome, and thank you.
Wow.
Oh, God. So, I'm going to draw now.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome, and thank you for sure.
And thank you.
You don't know. This person right here. The winner is Maral Zaidi. The name is Maral Zaidi.
Maral Zaidi.
Okay, cool.
You entered for a size 7 1/4.
We'll hit you up.
We will hit you up after this airs.
Yes.
To force you to listen to it.
Listen to it.
Got him.
So we'll hit you.
Exclusive.
So what if?
Shoot us a DM.
When you listen to this.
Yes. When you hear this on the podcast.
And if you don't.
What if she doesn't?
Then we'll send you one after. Because we're not going to screw you like
and
that.
And I guess we'll hit her up on Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday we'll hit you up.
Yeah.
So but hopefully Monday, you're listening right now. Congrats, Morale.
Congrats.
Okay, so... That is all I had on the outline for today's episode. Thank you all for listening.
Thanks, guys. See you next week.
Thank you, guys.
My name is Alan
Salamat
Martinez. You can find me at _Spooner with no E, SPOONR. Kuya Joel Hernandez, where do they find you?
You can find me at Joe_JO_Dooney with three O's. N-E-Y.
Complicated. Oh,
Mr. Q-Mart, what about you?
You can find him. Alvin Quincy Martinez at MISTERQMART.
And Lawrence L. Doggy Styles Hopkins.
My Instagram is at Canada Got Soul.
No, man, that's okay. I was going to end it with that. Shoot.
I am at Eldoggy Styles. Thank you guys for listening. Alan, take it away.
And we have been Canada Got Soul. Thank you guys very, very much for listening to this very first episode. It means the world to us. We'll catch you guys next week.
Bye.
Peace.
Peace.
Cute.
Nice.